Welcome to the Total Wealth Academy radio show, where wealth includes much more than just money. It includes family, fitness, romance, and all the other parts of a balanced life. Listen and learn how 70% of the millionaires in America made their money using real estate. Now your host, real estate investor and consultant, Steve Davis.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where as always, we're here working together to improve our financial IQ. Total Wealth Academy is a coaching and consulting program for people who want to learn how to build a second stream of income using real estate, everything from single family homes to self-storage, apartment complexes, hotels, you name it. If it produces cash flow, if it's a true investment, we're doing it. And anybody can participate. We have people that are members that started with bad credit, no money. I was one of them. That now have very large second streams of income. You know, I ended up invested in over 4,000 units eventually. So this is for anybody who is dissatisfied with the results that they're getting from their current financial path. People who have worked maybe 20 years, you know, they're 40 something. They've worked for 20 years, 40, 50, 60 hours a week. And they're still not in the financial position they want to be in. They're recognizing that if they do the same thing for another 20 years, they're still not going to be in the financial position they want to be in. You can't do the same thing over and over again and expect a different result. I'm going to open the phone lines immediately. Today's going to be simply phone calls and emails. I'm going to be answering. I've already gotten 6 emails before the show even started. And you're welcome to call at any time. It's 281-558-5738. 281-558-KSEV, or fire me an email. It's simply steve@totalwealthacademy.com. steve@totalwealthacademy.com. The first thing that I want to talk about is an anonymous question, and this is unbelievable. But I think I know who this person is talking about. It's a question about a thing called, the term slipped my mind, a thing called lifestyle creep, and how it keeps people broke and living paycheck to paycheck. It's part of a disease that most Americans have. It's called the instantaneous gratification disease. It's wanting everything, all the toys, all the material possessions today, and neglecting what's truly important, which is a second stream of income. The example this anonymous person gives me is she has a friend who just got a promotion and is also getting a big bonus. I swear I know who this is because I had this conversation yesterday. The reason it might not be the same person is because this is common. Very, very, very common. It's almost, I would say, 95% of Americans do what I'm about to describe. And it destroys your life financially. And it really destroys your life overall, because you never get that peace of mind that comes with being financially independent. Listen, if your entire life is dependent on a job, and And you're constantly worried about whether you're going to lose your job, whether the company's going out of business, whether they're going to find somebody younger, faster, stronger to replace you. That's a horrible way to live. It's a low quality of lifestyle. When you reach a point where your passive income meets and exceeds your wants and needs, your quality of lifestyle is insane. And you don't even have to make millions of dollars a year. If your bills are $5,000 a month, that's everything. Car note, house note, garbage, gas, electric. If your bills are $5,000 a month and you go buy a little apartment complex that makes you $10,000 a month profit, when do you have to go back to work? You don't. You're retired, should you choose to do that. The quality of lifestyle, when you're your own person, you own your life, is insane. More time for romance, more time for travel, more time for fitness, more time for whatever it is you love. It is, when I hit it, there was a psychological release. Even my muscles relaxed. I remember going, man, I'm not as tense anymore. I'm not as stressed. Now, I recognize stress is something we do to ourselves. I get that. But it went away. And I wasn't rich, but I owned my own life. I was financially independent. The quality of lifestyle is insane at that level. Why do people never get there? It's because of a thing called lifestyle creep. This person goes on to describe that they've gotten a raise, they've gotten a bonus. You know what they're doing with that money? They're taking a family vacation where they're paying for 10 families. Is this 10? No, 12 families. So it's not the same person. 12 families. He's paying for it. Showing off. Taking 20, I guess that would be 24 people on a week vacation and buying a beach house. What just happened to his raise and his bonus? It's freaking gone. But I'll tell you what, the bills, the mortgage, the taxes, the insurance on that beach house are here to stay. And we'll talk more about this after the break. John in Garden Oaks, I see you on hold. The moment we come back from the break, I will take your phone call. This is the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis. Thanks for listening. Were you told that it's normal to lose money in a down market? That's just not true. Hi, I'm Steve Davis, CEO of Total Wealth Academy. Our clients make money in both the up and down markets while creating a lifetime income stream with passive real estate investing. If you have $100,000 or more to invest, you should consider this to protect and grow your money. To find out more, please attend our free sample class live or online. Visit TotalWealthAcademy.com. That's TotalWealthAcademy.com and click the free sample class button. Thank you. Welcome back to the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis. Phone lines are open 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or email me. It's steve@totalwealthacademy.com, steve@totalwealthacademy.com. Let's go straight to the phone lines and talk to John, who's been kind enough to hold on through the break. He's calling from the Garden Oaks area. John, thanks a lot for calling in. How are you today?
Steve, how's it going?
Excellent. Thanks.
Yeah, my question was just more something I was reading this morning that I'm going to guess is a little bit older news to you, but I was reading in a very interesting article this morning about the single-family residence market and essentially how this big institutional money that used to be primarily focused on commercial deals, big money stuff, has been coming into the single-family resident markets and just, like, buying tens and thousands of homes. And I'm just curious if you are already aware of that, I'm sure you are, and that just what effect that that's had on the market from your perspective, from the mom-and-pop little guy that's trying to get 10 rentals. What's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, it's really bad for the mom-and-pop guy because these guys and gals that are in these REITs and these big conglomerates, they don't know what they're doing. And they're paying full price for these houses. So that's cutting us out from buying them at what they're really worth. They overpay for them. I think it's called a flow investment. They go raise $800 million, and they have to invest it in a short period of time. So they don't look at the values. They just go out and buy, and they buy generally at full price, screwing their investors who then have to wait 20 years to see a profit. They'll see a little, you know, appreciation each year. But, yeah, they have harmed the marketplace. And when they did it last time in the 2008, 9, and 10 era, they all failed and then put those houses back on the market. Even Zillow, I think it's Zillow, tried to do it, and they got slammed as well. So, John, it's just a matter of time.
I think Zillow tried to do it again recently and then reversed track because they realized, like you're kind of saying, they are overpaying. The only thing I can imagine is if you have that model similar to, like, I think you guys do from listening to the show, where you're doing 20-30K renovations, doing it the right way. Only thing I can try to imagine is that they probably have they can do renovations probably cheap if you're buying 80,000 units, you know? That's the only thing I can think
of
that would give them that advantage. But I just thought it was really interesting. I'm seeing houses going up 20%, and I'm thinking to myself, man, I think these guys have something to do with that.
They will be instrumental in the crash. I agree with that. They're going to help force that correction and produce some type of crash.
Okay. And if you have time for one more question, I'll try to make it as quick as possible.
I do.
The other thing in listening to your show when I can that I find very interesting, and I want to make sure I'm understanding, I know you don't recommend, like, leaving your job, but let's say you do already have some passive income, and let's just assume you're in a situation where it's possible. It's interesting to me, if I understand correctly, that in theory, you would be more effective in trying to go straight into, well, first of all, getting educated, but buying an apartment potentially without a job, so to speak, than going into single family, right? Because single family, you need kind of a job, right?
Yeah. If you were to say to me, I've got a little bit of passive income, it pays my bills, but I'm ready to leap into an apartment, you'd want to quit your job. And the apartment would definitely replace, you know, we'd have to work together to find exactly the right number of units to make sure that it replaced your earned income or hit your financial goal before you did it. But yeah, that is the shortest way.
But my direct question also is that when you're buying an apartment, the bank's looking at the income from the apartment, not your W-2 income, right? Versus when you're buying a house.
You got it.
Okay, got it. Perfect. That's what makes sense to me. Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you, John. I appreciate the questions. Really good questions. Okay, everybody. Phone lines are open. 281-558-5738. 281-558-KSEV. Or email me. Steve at TotalWealthAcademy.com. Steve@TotalWealthAcademy.com. And what we're discussing now is, again, a thing called lifestyle creep. And I want you to keep that term on the tip of your tongue at all times, because it will help you stop wasting money. When you start looking at things as lifestyle creep, you start to realize that lifestyle creep is all ego-based. It's wanting to look better in front of your friends, in front of your relatives, and things like that. It would be buying more expensive cars, buying a more expensive house, buying a beach house, when you have no passive income. I want you to think about the stupidity, the ineffectiveness of having zero passive income and going and buying a bigger house or going and buying a second home, a beach home, with your money. And this is why the poor and middle class stay poor and middle class. And there's some definitions out there that say the middle class is $124,000 or less. That's not the way I define middle class. I define it as anybody who's living paycheck to paycheck. If you make $500,000 a year and you're living paycheck to paycheck, you're middle class. You don't know what you're doing. You should be rich, financially independent, not even working. And yet, these people with those $500,000 jobs, I think it's 68% live paycheck to paycheck. My son Trevor on the Wednesday show looked up those statistics. It's either 50% or 68%. Either number's huge when you really think about it. All right, let's go to the phone lines now. Go to Northwest Houston and talk to Nick. Nick, thanks a lot for calling in. How are you today?
Oh, good, Steve. Can you hear me?
I can.
Okay. I got a question. I'm in the process of buying my son's home, and I'm going to, hold it and rent it out. And I was anticipating at first $15,000, but then I said, well, it's probably going to take $20,000. And I had air conditioning people, plumbers, and general contractors. Now it looks closer to about $30,000. I felt that the house is, I did a market analysis, and I felt that the house would go between $145,000 and $150,000. But now that the expenses are getting more, it's going to cut into my percentages. My question is this: with and I'm going to plug in the new numbers. You send me a deal that I can do that. I'm going to plug in the new numbers, and if the new numbers that I'm putting in instead of $20,000, maybe $30,000, my expenses. If the appraisal. Is it worth for me to go ahead and pay you that $500 appraisal to see if it's going to the ARV is going to be higher than what I anticipated?
Well, you're more who. You know, this is. I hope you don't mind telling me, who's your mortgage company?
A good friend of yours, Noble.
Noble. I'll tell you what, Daryl is a great guy. His team will do a desktop appraisal after repaired value for you. And I would use that number. So I would approach them and say, look, tell me what this thing's going to be worth if I put $30,000 into it. Show them the scope of work. You're going to make it perfect and see what they say. That's going to be a real accurate number, Nick.
They told me I got to do that. I got to turn in the scope and everything. After I do that, they're going to the appraisal, but it's going to cost $500, which I know that's what they cost.
Well, he'll do. Ask him to do a desktop appraisal first.
Desktop, okay.
Before they charge you, because if the desktop appraisal comes out where you want it, then pay for the official appraisal.
Okay. Thank you. That's going to because even though $500 can save you a lot of can save you from spending. A lot of money.
Yeah.
$500 is $500. That buys a lot of cheeseburgers,
Yeah. A lot of cheeseburgers. Yeah, Nick, no, you're thinking right. You want to do it. The other thing you can do, there's a program out there for $95. Are you a member of Total Wealth Academy?
No, I'm with your old company. And by the way, I got to thank you because I was working. One time I was working, I called you a long time ago, and I was employed, and you kind of gave me some good advice, and I finally went self-employed. At first, it was tough, but anyway, if it wasn't for that, I probably wouldn't even be involved in real estate. But thank you.
Wow, congratulations, and thanks for the kind words. Yeah, there's a program out there. It's $95 a month. Go buy 1 month's worth. It's called homeinvestortool.com. It will do an appraisal for you and tell you the ARV. Homeinvestortool.com. They even have, I think he's giving away 7 days trial. So since you're only doing one house, just take the 7 day trial, find the ARV on that house for free.
Okay. Yeah, because I am a realtor, but I don't practice it, but I still pay my HAR. So I got access to MLS, and I did the comps and everything.
Shoot, and I'd use that.
I'm looking at between.
What are the comps coming out at?
Between 145 and 150.
That's going to be pretty darn accurate, Nick.
Yeah. So, and I don't know if the appraisal is. Sometimes I hear where the appraisals, the ARVs, can be more than what you anticipated. That's what I'm hoping.
Yeah, they are a little bit more in today's market. So let's say that you're 147.5, split the difference. It's probably going to come out 155, maybe even 160.
Okay. And just quick question. On plumbing, I found out it's an old house, 1950, and it's going to need new sewage line that connects to the city. It's going to need just that and some other piping and stuff. The guy gave me a rough, the plumber said, worst case scenario, $10,000, but he thinks it's going to be around $7,000. I didn't know, this is an old house that has galvanized piping. Does that sound about right?
Yeah.
Does that kind of sound kind of
high? I would suggest it's going to be somewhere between 7 and 10.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Listen, thanks a lot for your time. I know I'm taking a lot of your time. I appreciate it.
No, you're not. I appreciate you calling in. It makes the show a lot more fun for me.
Okay.
All right, take care, Nick.
Yes, sir.
Bye-bye. Okay, anybody else that has a question, please call 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KSEV. We'll talk more after the break here on the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. Thanks for listening. If you have a financial planner, ask them these two questions. One, will I lose money in a down market? Two, do I still pay you if I lose money? If the answer to either question is yes, fire them and come see us. Our clients make money in both the up and down markets and create a lifetime income stream with passive real estate investing. To find out more, please attend our free sample class live or online. Visit TotalWealthAcademy.com and click the free sample class button. That's TotalWealthAcademy.com. Thank you. Welcome back to the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where we're taking phone calls at 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or email me, it's steve@totalwealthacademy.com, steve@totalwealthacademy.com. So here we go. Let's look at this scenario. Person gets a raise about, according to this, 70 grand a year, and he's getting a $95,000 bonus. That's a substantial raise, 70 grand a year. Well, let's divide that by 12 and see what we get. When we divide it by 12, I think that comes up to about 6 grand a month. Well, let's go look at a beach house in Galveston. I have a beach house in Galveston. I know the market fairly well. You're not going to buy a beach house in Galveston for under $600,000. It's probably going to be closer to 8. So let's go with the 8. And let's say you put a huge chunk down, $200,000 down. Keep your mortgage low, right? That's going to give you a mortgage payment of, about $3,000 a month. Taxes on $800,000, 3%, 8/16/24, are going to be $2,000 a month. insurance is going to be over $1,000 a month. When you add those three up, what do you get? $6,000 a month. What was his raise? $6,000 a month. It's gone. On a liability. Another doggone liability. He now has, just as before he got the raise, he now has no money to save for retirement, no money to save to invest, and that $95,000 is gone. Lifestyle creep. He's broke again. See, if you make $500,000 a year and you live paycheck to paycheck, you're broke. If you make $200,000 a year and live paycheck, you're broke. If you make $1 million a year and live paycheck to paycheck, you're broke. See, people think, ooh, if you make a lot of money, it's going to be easy. It's going to be... No. The ego gets involved. The ego gets involved. Next thing you know, you're wearing Hermes belts and what are they famous for? Scarfs, I believe. You know, $1,600 scarfs and $6,000 purses and $20,000 watches. And you got to have, of course, the 7 Series Beamer or the big Mercedes AMG, maybe even a Ferrari. And next thing you know, you're living paycheck to paycheck. So those of you that make less than $200,000 a year and are living to paycheck to paycheck, don't get jealous of those people driving by in those big BMWs and Mercedes. You think they must be jamming. No, they're not. They're living paycheck to paycheck too. Wealthy people use a different strategy. Or soon-to-be wealthy people use a different strategy. If they made $150,000 a year and they got a $70,000 raise, they're not going to do anything to increase their monthly expenses. If they get a $95,000 bonus, they're going to buy income-producing assets with it, not spend it. Now, they might reward themselves, maybe take a nice trip, the spouse and the kids, but they're not going to blow the $95,000 on a beach house or a 12-family vacation. They're going to build wealth so that eventually they can buy the beach house and they can take the 12-family vacation off of their positive cash flow from their real estate or other income-producing asset. Does that make sense? See the difference between the way wealthy people think or soon-to-be wealthy people think and the way the poor and the middle class think? See, if you make $500,000 a year and you're living paycheck to paycheck, you're poor and middle class. Because poor and middle class is a mentality, not a number. It's a mentality. You got a poor middle class mentality. You're going to spend every dime you've got to make yourself look better than you are, look like you make the amount of money you make or more. It's all ego-based crap. And it's all about instantaneous gratification. So the two things you want to get control of are, first, the instantaneous gratification monkey is what it's called. Tim Urban, I think, coined that phrase. The instantaneous gratification monkey that's on your back that forces you to buy more and more expensive stuff every time you get a raise, or forces you to do stupid things like pay for all of your family to take a vacation to impress them. Oh, no, I'm doing it for love. Uh-huh. You're going to have a tough time selling me that you love all 12 of them. that much. That's a tough sell to make. No, you're doing it for ego-based crap. You want to say, look at me. I'm hyper-successful. Check me out. I took everybody. It's a bunch of garbage. And the funny thing is, if you understand the five languages of love, do you know that a bunch of them won't even think that it's a big deal? Of the 12 families, six of them may not even think that gifts are important. They won't even appreciate it. So it's not the right thing to do any way, shape, or form. And you've put yourself back in that paycheck to paycheck lifestyle for the next 30 years. Well, if you're 40, you'll be 70 at the end of that 30 years and broke. Wealthy people do the reverse. They buy income-producing assets first. The income from those assets they use to buy the beach house. And if they want to do something crazy, like take 12 families to Disney World for a week, go do it off of your cash flow, not out of your savings, your bonus, or your raise. The other mysterious thing for me is the delusion that people have that they can work forever, like they're never going to get old. My dad used to tell me, Steve, you live like you're never going to die. And I was like, that's ridiculous. I know I'm going to die. But with the wisdom of hindsight, when I look at stuff that I did in my 20s and 30s, I was living like I was going to live forever. And now I'm 57. I've woken up since then. So it's important that you make a distinction between the poor and middle class mentality and the wealthy mentality. You know, the millionaire mentality has been, I can't remember who coined that. It may have been Andrew Carnegie. But the millionaire mentality is different than the poor and middle class mentality. And again, poor and middle class is not an income. It's a mentality. Because there's people making $300,000, $400,000, $500,000 a year that are poor and middle class because of the way they behave. So keep that in mind. Switch how you do it. Get control of that instantaneous gratification monkey. Stop blowing your money trying to impress the neighbors or impress your relatives. They don't care. You know, I joke about this, but it's true. Your friends don't like it when you're successful. Your relatives hate it. So why would you want to impress them? All right, we got to go to break. We'll talk more after the break at 281-558-5738. 281-558-KSEV. This is the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. Thanks for listening. Steve Davis of the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. Most people think they need hundreds of thousands of dollars to successfully invest in real estate. That's simply not true. If you have $100,000 or more, you can begin passive investing today. No worrying with contractors or tenants, and you get all the benefits of real estate investing. To find out more, please attend our free sample class live or online. Visit TotalWealthAcademy.com. That's TotalWealthAcademy.com, and click the free sample class button. Thank you.
The Voice of Texas, AM 700, KSEV.
Welcome back to the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. I am your host, Steve Davis. I want to go now and shift gears and go to an email that's extremely important. This is a wonderful person who wrote a really great email, very brutally honest about his financial position. I'm going to leave his name anonymous because he sent it to me after the show, and I don't know if he wants me to use his name on the air. But he's 49 and married, only has about $155,000 in his 401, and then $20,000 in stock, so about $175,000. And he's asking this. Now listen to this, because he exposes a piece of misinformation that he believes. We feel if we leave the 401 sitting there and everything goes right until I retire, we will be lucky to have $300K to $400K. Here's the misconception. He says, I'm considering cashing out the 401K, paying the penalties, paying the taxes, and investing the remainder in real estate. I think that'd leave me with about $100K. Well, here's the misinformation. Anonymous, you don't have to pull it out and pay the penalties and taxes. You can invest in real estate with your 401K because it's from a former employer, so it's now completely his. It's called a self-directed 401. Self-directed. That means you can self-direct that money anywhere you want. You could invest it in somebody's restaurant. You could invest it in a franchise. You could invest it in real estate. You could invest it in self-storage. You could do anything you want, Anonymous. And that little tidbit of missing information will probably change your life, because now you can invest the entire $155,000, not just $100,000. And the case study that we're the most proud of is a guy named Luis got fired from Exxon. Then the market crashed. His 401 went down to 120 or 130,000. He took 100 of that in his 401, invested it with one of our syndicators. 10 years later, that $100,000 is worth $1.7 million. And he has about $120,000 a year in cash flow. So don't be discouraged, which this email, some of the stuff or the way it's phrased, I almost feel, Anonymous, that you're a little discouraged. You feel like, hey, I can't retire on $350,000, $400,000. I get that. But that's because you... Bear with me, Anonymous. You're investing like the poor and middle class. The poor and middle class love the stock market. The poor and the middle class love mutual funds. The rich love real estate. 70% of the millionaires in America used real estate. Guess what you should do, Anonymous? Imitate successful people. Stop trying to reinvent the wheel. Come join Total Wealth Academy, and we'll introduce you to syndicators like the one I described that you can invest with without tax or penalty from your 401k and start getting three times, on average, what you're getting in the stock market and mutual funds. And that's pretty much bare minimum, three times what you're getting in the stock market and mutual funds. If, Anonymous, you had been a member of Total Wealth Academy, in November of 2020, we picked up, 2020, remember, 2021's over, November 2020, if you'd have put up $100,000 of your 401k in August of 21, that syndicator would have deposited $190,000 back into your bank account, a $90,000 profit in 9 months. That's what we're doing. We're doing it on a regular basis. Do not lose hope. Do not get discouraged, but get yourself educated so you don't make mistakes like thinking, I can't invest in real estate with my 401. The poor and the middle class don't know that because the government doesn't let it be taught in our high schools. And only rarely would you get it at a college. Rarely, very rarely. So hopefully, Anonymous, you recognize you had a piece of misinformation. Ask yourself this: How many more pieces of misinformation do you have? Come see us at Total Wealth Academy, and we will eliminate them so that you can start building some wealth for yourself and your family. You're 49. By 59, you could have turned that 100 into 1.7 like Luis did. That's retirement money. Plus the $120,000 a year. Okay, phone lines are open. Just a couple more minutes. 281-558-5738. 281-558-KSEV. Or email me. It's steve@totalwealthacademy.com. Totalwealthacademy.com. Okay, got a question from John now. Is property insurance for single-family rental more expensive than a personal home? You know, I'm curious why someone would even think that. First off, the answer is absolutely not. It's way less than a personal home. Oh, I see why he thinks that. This is a very credible email. He's been getting quotes that it's higher. Yeah, that's ridiculous, John. You need to, I'm going to send you my insurance company. I pay about $900 a year for $150,000, $200,000 homes. The reason, John, is you may be insuring the contents too. You may be talking to an uneducated insurance company, and they don't understand that when it's rental property, you're only insuring the building, walls out. Drywall out. You're not insuring the contents. But John, remember to require that your tenant get renter's insurance, which is only like $20 or $30 a month for the contents. That way, if the house burns down, they get all their contents back and you get your house back. But I will send you my insurance company. Then, John, I'm also worried you don't have an umbrella policy. Make sure that you have $300,000 liability insurance on every home you own, rental home. Your personal residence should be $500. Every rental home should have $300,000 or more of liability insurance. Then get a umbrella policy, which is about $1,000 a year for $1 million. That way, if you do something stupid and don't do a repair and somebody gets hurt and they sue you, you're covered. Your insurance takes care of everything. See, that's about it. John, thank you so much for the email. Good question. That is odd, though, that an insurance would quote you higher than a personal residence. Really odd. That's just an uneducated insurance company. You're going to have to switch insurance companies, John. Okay, phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-5738. All right. Ooh, yeah. Okay. This is a person asking about a paved driveway and do they need to repair it. Holy Toledo, they sent me pictures. The answer is yes. If someone trips on this, I mean, it is a mess. If someone trips on this, falls down on this, you're liable. Now, your insurance is going to take care of it 99.9% of the time. But this is gross negligence to have a driveway in this poor of condition. I'm not going to mention your name. But ma'am, get that driveway repaired. That is a lawsuit waiting to happen. And what I'm worried about, Anonymous, is you didn't rehab the interior either. For you to look at these pictures, it looks like you bought the house as is. You didn't do all the rehab up front. And you got a piece of crap sitting there that's a hazard. And you're responsible for those hazards. But get that driveway fixed immediately. yesterday. All right. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for listening to the show today. I hope you all have a great weekend, and we'll talk again next week. Take care.
Listening to the Total Wealth Academy radio show. Please remember that this show is for entertainment purposes only and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investing advice. Always get a professional opinion before making any investment decisions. To find out more about coaching and consulting at Total Wealth Academy, visit TotalWealthAcademy.com and attend one of our free sample classes on real estate investing. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.